And speaking of the heat, New Orleans Saints are feeling the heat. It's causing the Saints to change their training camp schedule. The club says that it will shorten the time the team is outside on fields during the days, and it will shorten the times that fans are admitted from nearly 2 hours to about an hour. Temperatures have been in the high 90s the past few days for the camp. The National Weather Service has issued excessive heat warnings for most of the state of Louisiana. The club says four spectators and a police officer had to receive medical attention for heat-related symptoms during practice on Monday, and several players had to leave practice with heat-related symptoms since the training camp opened. Legislation that prohibits the creation of explicit content using an individual's likeness without their knowledge or approval has gone into effect on August 1st. Tico Fox tells us more.
It is something that seems way out there. Unfortunately, it is happening all across the country as we speak.
That's U.S. Senator Jeremy Stein, who says his bill aims to protect individuals, especially children, from digital predators.
And so this is going to provide the necessary tools to go after people doing this revenge and whatever else it may be.
Stein says violators could be sentenced up to 20 years if a child is involved, and
it also provides imprisonment, like I said, not less than 10 and not more than 30 if it's adults.
I'm Tico Fox.
A federal appeals court in New Orleans has said the Biden administration rule aimed at curbing the use of stabilizing braces on handguns is unlikely to survive a legal challenge. The U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals panel extended an injunction on Tuesday, allowing a gun dealer and others challenging the rule to continue to sell, buy, and own the devices. Stabilizing braces attached to the back of a handgun, lengthening it while strapping it to the arm. Advocates say that the attachments make handguns more accurate and safer. Gun safety groups say they can be used to lengthen a concealable handgun and make it more lethal. Senator Bill Cassidy's endorsement of Jeff Landry for governor could help the Louisiana senator score some political points with the Republicans. LSU political science professor Jeff Sadow says Cassidy's fallen out of favor with some Republicans, and the GOP is strongly supporting Landry.
I think Cassidy kind of recognizing that the way the winds are blowing and that Landry is a strong favorite to win the contest, and so kind of didn't want to get left behind.
The state GOP censured Cassidy after he voted to certify President Joe Biden's Electoral College victory, and then the Baton Rouge Republican voted against Trump in his impeachment trial. I'm Corey Crowe.